Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm so happy to see you.
I'm thrilled to see you. you're the person that we haven't talked in like a month.
It's been crazy.
And it's amazing to think of all the stuff that that we've felt and done or not done. And you realize how much you miss the connection.
And what's weird, I don't know why we're not better at, I know why we're not better at this. It's who we are. But I needed to talk to you, but at no point did I text you and say, hey, not at all. It didn't even occur to me. And then until we're sitting here now and I'm like, I don't have to wait.
Right. It's just funny because it's almost like it's a scheduled time to talk. So, but why don't we just be like, hey, what's going on? Or how you doing? Or this is usually a challenging time. Oh, no, we're going to package that all up and hold it all in.
Plow through it. So actually, this reminds me a lot of how I spent the holidays, because initially, we went up north to be with family for the holiday. Initially, it was going to be 1 week, and then it was going to be 9 days, and then it turned into 12 days.
A lot.
Because we were going to drive up on Monday initially, and then my sister was like, you know that the holiday's on the weekend, right? And I was like, no, I guess maybe I knew that, but no, not consciously. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, you should probably come and spend the weekend. And I was like, yeah, I'll think about it. So it's been a long process to get to where I'm like, yes, I can be there for the holiday. And then it's the week. Right. And I'm trying to get ready. I'm trying to tidy things up with business. I'm trying to luckily I started laundry way early. That was one of the first things I did because suddenly there's a blizzard coming.
Right.
And then we had to leave 2 days prior to that. So we left on a Wednesday instead of a Monday.
Mm. So almost a whole week.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So at northern, not upstate New York. Northern New York, blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
We get there. We drive up, dry roads, sunshine.
Perfect.
Beautiful, beautiful. Starts snowing. Oh, and then I had to even rearrange. I was going to go stay with my dad for Christmas Eve and see my grandmother. But then blizzard. So we drive up Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Stay at my mom's. Then I go to my dad's Thursday. Then I come back. Friday at noon, the snow started. And blizzard. I felt in the middle of the night that I was in the Wizard of Oz. And I just kept thinking, this house is going to blow away. The wind is coming through the windows. And remember, we're in Northern New York. So insulation is something that's very important. You know, energy efficiency is a real thing. You know,
yes.
When I lived up there, I would put plastic on my old windows to seal, the windows so that heat didn't escape or there wasn't a draft because it gets so cold. And the wind was it was crazy. So we don't really know how much snow we got. Because of the wind and drifts.
Oh,
Right? So, it's marked, one place in one way, and then it's, waist deep somewhere else. But my brother-in-law and my stepdad used two tractors to plow the driveway twice.
Gosh.
Emergency vehicles were not leaving. There were no emergency vehicles because there was so much snow and the roads were not plowed. We were prepared for it.
Yeah.
And so we were prepared to be inside for 4 days. I mean, we were prepared in the sense that we had groceries and we didn't need to go anywhere. But I don't know that I was mentally prepared.
Prepared for that?
been there in a long time. Though I will say, like, even my mom and my stepdad, and, you know, they're like, we haven't ever seen this much snow at one time. So
really,
it's been a long time. There was a blizzard in 77. And that's what people kind of compared it to.
Yeah.
So my kids loved it. Max, literally, my oldest son laid in bed and just looked out the window at the snow falling.
He loved it. Aww.
And my youngest child was like, I could never have dreamed that there would be this much snow. Right. And I'm like the Grinch drinking my coffee, looking out the window, like, it's still snowing.
Still
snowing. So the blizzard hits, right? Finally cleared out. And I, every day the following week, it snowed.
Oh.
And I'm like Grinchy, like, it's still
snowing.
And honestly, it's the first time since my kids were born that I didn't go out and play in the snow. And I'm like, I should have. I know now that I needed to be doing that. And that's why I always did, because otherwise I literally became a Grinch. Like, by the time we left, I was a shell of myself. I sit on my porch in the sun. Where am I? Why am I here?
Well, do you think, though, a lot of that happened because, like, for me, like, what I, and we talked about this. We talked about this before we went into the holidays about shoulds and woulds and coulds and don't let those stifle you and blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't mean that we still don't fall, we fall into that trap. And I'm sitting here going, well, my big boys are supposed to come home. Oh, they're not coming home now. Okay. Well, there's that. Well, I could be doing something else. Did I? No. I mean, I did drag myself out of it a couple of times into that, like, more playful mode. I got the gingerbread houses, mm-hmm. and my teenager wasn't really into it. So I conned my mom into helping me. And so we did gingerbread houses. So that was kind of fun. And then I made cookies with a friend one day. So that was good. I had fun with that. But it was just some of the, like, busyness of having, like, that, just go out and play in the snow. I mean, go play, for God's sake. But instead I was in this, like, well, you know, it's not happening the way it was going to be. It's not happening the way I thought it was going to be. And because of that, I don't know if I was Grinchy or I was just down, or I was just like, this isn't what I thought it was supposed to be. And I was like, but look at everything. Look at what you have been doing. Look at what you have accomplished, you know, but it's so easy to get in that mindset of, like, well, that looks really good. That looks cute that other people are doing that. And, well, I'm not doing that because I'm stuck here in the snow, or I'm stuck here and my family's not here. And sometimes it looking at what you don't have or what you didn't plan for versus the moment, like, what's going on right now that's good. Like, the kids, that's amazing that your boys were like, ooh, like, and you're thinking, that should be enough to carry me, right? All their magical whatever. But no.
Well, and all of the things that I know about myself, I don't know if it was because I was in, you know, my childhood, you know, the area of my childhood, right? I have a lot of memories of both my brother and my husband in the places that we, like, drove to and from. So that the grief was strong. You know, it came up over and over again. But also, like, I know that I need alone time, and I didn't have any. Entire duration that I was there.
So you're like,
and it really didn't even occur to me until, so we drove back on a Monday. My children did not want to go to school, so I did not make them the next day. And they went to school on Wednesday, and I come back and I'm like making my tea and getting ready to grab to my office. And I'm just like, this is amazing. Why is this so nice? What is so, like, why do I feel so good right now? And I'm like, because I'm alone. And I'm doing, like, my daily routine like getting ready for work. Like I'm doing my grounding things to get ready for work. I'm making my tea and I'm going to light my candle and I'm going to turn on my salt lamps and, you know, get in the zone of, you know, getting grounded and ready to work. And I haven't done this in 2 weeks. And why didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah. Because?
Because one, I didn't bring tea with me. But it's not even about the tea, right? It's about, like, I didn't take the time to do any of the things that I normally do to make my, that make me feel better.
Yeah.
And so I lost track of all of that, which, you know, the other thing that I typically do that we were talking about in December is I typically do a nice reflection on the year.
Yes.
And think about what I want out of the next year and, you know, look back a year ago and where I was and what I was doing and what was difficult then and what feels difficult now and the whole thing. And instead, like, I was just frantically busy and with people and did not create this. My family, if I had said, hey, I need like an hour to myself, they would have been like, okay, cool, go upstairs. Sure. Right. They would have been totally supportive of that. But I didn't say it. I didn't do it. I just kind of like watched the world go around me and was like, I want to go home.
Well, and, you know, I think you and I were like talking about this is that, you know, it's a good time to reflect. But there's also pressures around that. There's just societal pressures around, well, you got to get your planner done and you got to get things organized. You got to go, what are your New Year's resolutions? Blah, blah, blah. It's like as soon as like Christmas is over, they flip the switch and commercials all go to, what are you doing? What's your New Year's resolutions? Blah, blah, blah. And I think, you know, one of the things you and I are good about is reflecting. So, and you almost feel like you're behind before you get started. And because you're like, okay, what was I doing? How did I feel then? What do I want to feel now? And as we've talked before, and even some this morning, is just that I think it's just the point is just do it. The old Nike commercial, you just got to sit down and do it. For me, I did have a lot more reflection time than I wanted because plans did change and people didn't come. And so I felt more of like more isolated. So mine was just the antithesis of what you had. And so, but the good that came out of that was that I did order my new calendar. I did sit down and start writing. And it took me a couple of days to write down, what did I do? What do I want to do? What did I accomplish? What did I not accomplish? And then, so that felt good to do that. And then one of the things for me, though, even this morning as I was journaling, was recognizing what I wanted to change. One of the things I wanted to change, well, there's a lot of things, but one of the things I wanted to change was I take all that time to put all those goals in place. And then I rarely look back at it. It's like I dump my head, I spend all this time, and I don't really look at it. Like, and so one of my things this year is to just take, whether I do my calendar on a Sunday, and if it's just going back and looking at what did I really want to accomplish? What were my goals? What were the things that I wanted to do? How did I want to connect? So I was just kind of reviewing that even this morning, even though I wrote it down just a week ago or a week and a half ago, because I want to be more deliberate about some of that stuff. So, you know, to your point of just doing that and getting it done, you're going to do it. It doesn't matter that you didn't do it between Christmas and New Year's. It doesn't matter that you just didn't do it last week, the first week of January. The point is that you're doing it. And then I think more importantly for me is I can get caught up and check the box, just, you know, get it done. But it's more importantly is really thinking about it. And if it takes you a day or two or a week to get what you really want to accomplish and come back to it, you might scrap some of it and go forward with some of it. That's all okay, because at least you're trying to put some plans in place. And you might get even a quarter of the way through the year and go, that just isn't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is just a little progress every day, every week.
It's funny that you ordered a planner because I did not. But I did pull out my planner from last year that I stopped using in August. And
that's perfect.
And what's awesome is that it's the law of attraction planner. So the months, I got the ones where the months are not dated. So I still have months in that planner that I'm going to start using because I do feel better when I look at the week ahead and I'm like, you know, keeping track of, am I, you know, here's what I want to do this week. Here's the space where I can do it. And am I moving forward with my goals? Something that kind of struck me as you were talking is you talked about feeling isolated and that being the antithesis. Actually, I was around people, but in many ways I felt isolated and lonely. Mm. Because I am someone who overthinks and overanalyzes and reads and learns and all of the things. I've also had, you know, these life experiences that not everybody can relate to. And so I think I was in my head a lot and not necessarily connecting with the people. I'm not saying if my sister's listening, I felt connected. Like we talked, yes. We had a great time, right? So it's not that. There were many, many moments though that I like shut down.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of figuring out why that was and, you know, kind of doing some reflection and processing in that way. But I'm happy to have my planner because I'm also took the time to look back where I was a year ago.
Yeah.
And if you had told me that was 5 years ago, I would be like, yeah, that was like 5 years ago. No, it was 1 year ago. I actually had to mentally do the math of, was that just a year ago? I was still in my marketing program, so I was still taking 9 to 5. I was still up till, you know, 1 a.m. twice a week. Yeah. I was still in our life coaching program where we was just getting started with my business. I was still in the middle of this like identity crisis of, who am I if I am not a teacher in a public school? Yeah, there was a lot going on at that time. And I'm just kind of baffled at how I feel like a completely different person right now.
And that there's the good and bad that comes with that, right? I mean, the good is that, wow, I've evolved from that. And bad's not probably the right word, but uncomfortableness is the word of that. Okay, so I don't feel that way anymore. I'm not really that person anymore, but I'm not comfortable with who I am right now, with who I am either. So now, not that there's a complete meltdown with that, but it's just like this uncomfortableness of still finding like, who you are, where you're going, what you're doing. The reality of that is that might take the rest of your lifetime to figure that out.
Well, and yeah, it's interesting you say that because I, you know, I'm like, that was a year ago. I don't even feel like the same person. That doesn't mean that this has been like a super happy time.
Yeah.
Either. Like I just feel like I've been kind of in a slump. I'm just kind of feeling down. Yesterday was an amazing day. The sun was out. We had beautiful weather. The boys and I went to the farm and volunteered, and it was just a beautiful day to be there. And there was a moment when my youngest son was just running in the field with the dogs, and he was laughing, and he was so happy. And it was just like one of those moments that I want to remember forever.
Yes.
And yet, you know, I was up at 3:30 in the morning. Like, what am I doing with my life? What am I even doing?
Mm-hmm.
What am I even doing? Looking at teaching jobs, because that's like my go-to when I feel all of
this. Security blanket.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I should just go back to teaching and it will solve all my problems, which is not true. I also think, so in human design, I'm a generator. So it's do. Like, I'm action oriented. I'm always making moves. It also means, like, when things are not happening in my life as fast as I want them to happen, I get super frustrated and anxious and angry. So I feel like maybe there's something that's coming.
Yes.
That my being can feel.
Yeah.
But it's not here yet. So I'm just like, what am I doing? What's happening? I'm missing something. What's next? And so there's like a disconnect between those two things. I don't quite see it yet, which is not my happy place. Also, you know, I look back at the last 4 years and my go-to place was just do, don't think, right? Just stay busy. And then you don't have to think about anything. Then you don't have to feel anything. And you don't relax, because the second you relax, it's all just going to like calm, right? And that is totally different right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of that might just be processing, like not being in survival mode anymore.
I think that, so I'm a few, well, I don't know, time-wise, I'm a few years ahead of you in this journey of grief. But that doesn't mean that I'm really ahead of you. I mean, you know, we all process grief differently and it takes time. But I do get what you're saying, that you feel like something's coming. And I think you have to do that work in order for that to manifest, that something coming. So to your point of being frustrated and angry and fearful, I think I used to go to that place. Like, I don't know that I can do this, or it's all going to fall apart, or mm-hmm. I'm just a shell here. And if anybody cast a stone, it's all going to break. Every once in a while, I'll get one of those moments where I'm just like, if I just sit and like, maybe look at my house, or I look at, oh my gosh, what if? Yeah, but, and then I'm more prepared with myself now that I'm like, you could what if yourself to death. So that's bad thinking. Just stop that nonsense. So, but to your point of like feeling like something is like, there's something there, like there is, I'm on the edge of something. So I do feel you there. The one thing I want to go back to that you mentioned, and the reason I say this is because this is the second time this week I've heard it. I never heard it before, was human design. So talk to me a little bit about that, because I have another girlfriend that mentioned that, like, who she is according to human design. And I was like, what is that? I'm not sure that I've ever been exposed to that. So I'm just curious about what that is and what that means.
Yeah. So your human design is based on the day, the year, day, and time you were born. And it takes into account astrology. There's Eastern, you know, not religion, but Eastern spiritual belief systems, your chakras. It kind of takes all of that and puts it together. Kind of complicated when you first get into it. So if you just think about the design types, there's a manifesting generator, there's a generator, projector, reflector, and I might be forgetting one, probably manifester. But so based on like the planets and all of that stuff, when you were born, that's how they come up with your human design. And it's like kind of how you're wired, what your, it's aligned to like your soul's purpose, what you're here to do, the work you're here to do, but also how you process information, how you see the world, and how you see yourself in the world. Maybe we should just do a podcast on human design.
Yeah.
But actually, part of my grief coaching program was utilizing human design in grief, like what the go-to grieving things are for based on your human design. And as a generator, I did exactly what generators typically do in grief, I move to the action.
Yeah.
So I did not have days where I just let myself like lay in bed, right? And just think and feel and, you know, I didn't do any of that because the second I was up, I was doing something. Yeah. I was moving.
Yeah. I mean, it's just curious because I hadn't really heard a lot about it. And it was funny because this kind of goes to one of the things was that, so when I was in my depths of introspection over the holidays, I was thinking about like in my planner, one of the things was, so what do people admire about you? And I felt that that was, so I've had this planner for 5 years, same one, Law of Attraction. And so it's interesting that one of the questions is, you know, you might want to ask your friends or your inner circle of what do they admire about you? And I felt like that I always skipped it. Always. I was like, that feels really egocentric. I don't want to be prompting somebody to tell me. I don't want them to feel like, hey, she's just looking for something that's great about her, because I don't want that. However, this year, I think because of the place that I was in mentally, I needed that. I needed to have a different perspective other than my own, because I was living in my head also. And so I literally took a text and I sent it to 3 people. And I said, hey, this feels kind of weird to be asking for this, and I'm working on my planner. And one of the questions is, you know, what do you admire about me? And I normally don't ask this question because I feel like it's so egocentric, but this year I'm asking it. So would you mind playing along? And within seconds, almost not seconds, it was, you know, probably 15 minutes or whatever, everybody had responded. And I was like, oh. So then it made me think, okay, that's interesting, because some of the things that they said, I wouldn't have thought would be said. And then some of the things I was maybe hoping would be said weren't said. And so I thought, huh, interesting. So, but the things that were said, I was glad that I had perspective, and I had friends that said, I hope you keep this, because this, you know, these, you should know this about you. And then the other things that weren't there were kind of playing into what I had put into my planner, things that I wanted to feel differently. And so those were clearly missing from some of those comments. And so I took it as, these are really great comments that make me feel good, but then there's what maybe could make me feel better. And then how do I put some action around that? So that was just a little bit about where I try, to your point of these human designs, I think I tend to go toward action. Like, how do I pivot? How do I change? How do I evolve into the person I want to be? That being said, I'm also realizing that it's not just about saying that you're going to do it, but it's the implementation that you're going to do it. Because oftentimes in my journals, I'll write things like, I know, I'm going to have a home near the ocean, or I'm going to go on this vacation, or I'm going to do this stuff with my friends and family. And I write it regularly. But some of it I'm not doing. So, but there's some of it I ain't doing too. So I have to remind myself that there's stuff that you are doing. But I do tend to be like, what's the action I can take? And I think that's a good thing to be, but am I taking enough action?
Well, and there's no good or bad.
Right. It's easy to go there.
It's easy to go there. Generators also, like, the value they have on themselves is based on work Like, what have I completed? What am I doing? And if I'm not doing enough, I'm not enough. So knowing this about, for me, like knowing this about myself, when I have that thought, it's just like, oh, check yourself, right? Like you can relax, you can sit, it's okay. So yeah, human design is fascinating. I also think, P.S., the first time Trish told me that she sent that text out, I tried not to be offended that I didn't get it. And so I think this is a great challenge to do. Like, I think I want to do this. I think this would be a great challenge, especially for people who are grieving. One, I can relate to isolating yourself, not reaching out, not asking for help, and not even doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's not even on purpose. You're not like, I'm going to isolate myself. I'm not going to talk to anyone. It just kind of happens slowly. Yeah. So great. This is a great opportunity to reach out and connect with three people who are important to you. And if you need a script, I'm going to give you one and I'll be sure to put it in the show notes. So you can say something like, I'm working on my goals for the year. This feels like a weird question to ask, but I was challenged to ask others. P.S., we're challenging you to do this. Yes. What do you admire about me? Or what unique gifts do I have? Thanks in advance for being part of my growth journey. And would you like me to do this for you too? Because when we first talked about this, Trish talked about how she felt like she needed to give something back because she was asking for something. I also think it's like a great way to reinforce that connection with other people.
Right. And you wouldn't be asking them if you didn't admire them.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right?
Look at you. Listen to you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're people that they're in your inner circle for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I would say that's really important for me as I think about goals and moving forward and to get out of my head is, of course, this is the generator, that human design is how to take action. And, you know, for me, I think that the reason I get in my head. And so if I get my planner out, it helps me make things take action. I get action from doing that. But the other thing that I was looking at was like discipline. You know, when I meditate regularly, even if it's only for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, if I move, meaning some kind of exercise or walking, that helps me generate more positive energy. And so it was just in passing with one of these friends of mine, they're like, oh, what are you going to do that crazy 75 hard? I'm like, I think that is too hard for me. I was like, but that is a great idea, because last year I did a variation of that. And so I think it immediately triggered me to be like, okay, what do I want to do? What's a kind of a plan for me to feel like I have some discipline? And it almost is like a compass for me. It almost orients me to like my brain and the positivity get oriented towards something positive because I'm disciplined. So I literally got on Google and was like, is there a different version of 75 hard? And there's a 75 medium, and, or you can, maybe it's, you can call it 75 semi or whatever you want to call it. But I was like, oh, I can do that. I mean, I can do that. I mean, it's going to cause me to be disciplined, but it's part of, these are the things I want to make sure I do every day. These are the things that will make me feel better. And it's just, it's the normal stuff. It's the normal suspect stuff. It's drinking water. It's moving. It's stimulating your brain with some reading. I got one of my girlfriends, she's like, I want to do that. And then my sister wanted to do that. And I was like, so one of the things is you're supposed to take a picture. And I'm like, I'm not taking a picture of myself. So we were like, okay, well, let's have fun with this. You can take a picture of your dog and you're walking, or you can take a picture with your kids and you're walking, or you can take a picture of you're reading a book, or you can take a picture of, you know, a partner sitting on the couch, not doing anything while you're reading, whatever. I don't. But so we're like, well, how can we make a joke of it or have fun with it so that it's not just this struggle? And again, I think it comes back to, Lori, what you and I say all the time is it's a sense of community and somebody helping you stay accountable. And you can stay accountable and still have fun without it being this horrible grind that you are like, oh, it's the worst thing in the whole wide world. So that's the other thing that I printed it out. I stuck it up on my refrigerator. My son's already asked me about it. And I'm okay with that because each time I look at it, I'm like, okay, I got to do that. Or I didn't do so good at that. And with this one, you don't have to stop and restart. You just have to keep going. And I like that.
Yeah, I love that. Also, disclaimer, I am not an expert in human design and can read about, I follow Karen Curry Parker and she has all kinds of information about human design. And if you want your natal chart done, you can go to her website, which I'll put in the show notes. I find it fascinating. I also, I always gain so much insight into myself and my motivators. What motivates me to do this? Why do I react this way when? I think a lot of these things kind of put people in boxes. So it's not like human design is probably the most precise, but, you know, Enneagrams and all of that stuff. Like, I just find it fascinating. Like, how do I fit in this? What do I learn about myself? How can I improve? I love that. I'm going to attempt, I'm going to look at the list because something that the list is missing for me is like that I want to get into is journaling.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I want to, like, I would rather do 20 minutes of exercise instead of 45. I think it says 45 minutes. I'd rather make sure I'm exercising 20 minutes and then like writing for 20 minutes. So in order to get the rest, I'm going to modify it a little bit. And I'm allowed to do that because the essence of this is not about exercising for 45 minutes. The essence of this is not about drinking half a gallon of water. The essence of this is I'm feeling kind of stuck in a rut.
Yep.
And I think you're feeling that way too.
Yep.
And I want to move this energy in a positive direction.
Yeah.
And I know that these things like drinking more water, not drinking alcohol, eating better, moving my body, spending time reading, all of those things make me feel better as a person.
Yep. Yeah. And I would agree with you. I mean, some of that, like I was saying, when I was saying this to my sister and to my other girlfriend, I just was like, you know, this is what you make of it. So it's not all comprehensive either. There's other things that I do. I have a different morning routine. My morning routine might include some of that, whether it's drinking water or moving, exercising, but it doesn't say anything about meditating, which I've realized that structure needs to be there for me because it does ground me. And then journaling grounds me. And so those are things that are important for my morning routine. And some of this other stuff is just, I think, the other things that help me recognize how I feel. And if you have a routine, it's kind of like almost like raising kids. So if you get your kids on a routine, then you can recognize if they're not feeling well, or you can recognize that they're not sleeping well, or you can recognize that whatever, they're having a hard time emotionally. And the reason you notice it is because you have them on a routine. If you have them on some kind of routine, then that difference or that something jumps out at you. And so you're able to recognize it, deal with it, whatever is the situation. And I think as humans, we, as adults, we don't have somebody that makes us be on a routine. We have to do it ourselves. And then if I can get myself on these routines, then when things feel out of sorts, kind of like you did with the holidays, then you're like, that's what was missing, is I'm used to having my routine. And when it's gone, I feel a bit out of sorts.
Yeah. I mean, when the kids, you know, finally went to school, you know, I was in my little morning routine and I'm like, oh, this feels so good. You know, I am so thankful to be able to talk to you today.
I know. It's been great. I mean, I say it, I know that that sounds just a little bit harsh, but I mean, what I'm trying to say is that I guess we obviously connect on a different level and for like situations, very, you know, very different people, but like life situations. And so it's crazy to me that we have this like connection. We still have never met live.
I know,
which is it's funny. And yet we have created this wonderful connection of like we enjoy the conversation, I think at many levels, emotionally, intellectually. I think at all on those levels is and I don't think it's social, but kind of social too. And it's almost like having a nice warm blanket around or something. You know, it was just like, you get me. I hope you feel like I get you, and we can just say what we need to say. And it helps us not feel alienated. Maybe it acknowledges the feelings, like those are real. And we all need that validation that it's okay to feel this way. You're not going backwards. Well, sometimes you might be, but that's okay too. And again, I think it's just not feeling like you're on an island. You feel like you have this person that really can listen and give you good perspective. And you do that for me. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Yes. I guess I don't need to text you about.
That's funny.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We so appreciate your support. And we are wishing you well from afar.
Yes, we are. And Happy New Year.